Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Keystone Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Keystone, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We're just feeling a little unprepared this morning. Why don't we hit some music up? Here we go. There it is. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday again. It's January 18th. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
First month. It's going down, man.
I'm Cannabis Kid, and this is Belle
Starr. That's right.
And we're Weed Day Wednesday.
We are Weed Day Wednesday. Number one online radio podcast. I like that.
Number one.
I like the little finger up there. Number one. Yeah. Just like you're waiting for a grateful day. Just one. Just a miracle. One miracle.
We have been doing this show
almost five years. In fact, March 1st, we'll have our five-year anniversary radio show. Woo! How we got there. But,
did you bring a bowl for our tea bag?
I did not. I'm so sorry. You might have to go run to the kitchen real quick and get one. We're having tea this morning. We don't have that. In fact, my sound effects are messed up. I'm trying to find out. Oh my gosh, now we're playing video games. Oh, what's going on here?
Right.
It's a crazy morning. It's a crazy weekday morning. Here we go. Let's get to some sound effects. The kids in the green room are looking at us like, why are you guys even smoking this morning? Well, we're smoking pure hash. This is probably like, my God, 90% THC, I would imagine. Don't you think?
Probably.
That crazy, huh? It was that crazy. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
How
y'all
over here?
You need some more? How y'all doing out there? We're just having one of those mornings. We're going to have one of those shows where we just kind of, it's going to be like The View, except we need a couple more people around. We need our
to have the perspective that we need.
Yeah, we need our views, ladies. So please call in 646-915-8421 if you want to give your perspective. And you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and get on there and blog with us. It's really simple. If you go to the radio link, the first picture you see, you can click on it and it'll take you right to the show. Good morning, Grand Island.
Island, we love you and miss you, Grand Island.
Right. I bet. See, I was thinking it was cold this morning. What's the weather on Grand Island today? I didn't look, but I'm guessing freezing.
It was 45 this morning here in the lovely Tucson, Arizona. And I saw a lot of little scarves and the little beanies out as I was driving to work this morning.
I thought you were about to say elves and leprechauns. I was like, wow.
Elves and leprechauns.
What did you smoke before you got
I actually didn't.
Great. Yeah, good for you, responsible driving.
Yeah. Well, you know, morning. Yeah.
It can get cray-cray.
I knew I was going to medicate when I got here,
so I didn't.
And that's kind of some of the stuff that we're actually going to be talking about this morning is how to medicate, when to medicate, responsible medication.
Yeah.
What are your practices, and how do you treat this medication?
We want to talk about this fear that everybody has of getting high and freaking out and jumping off bridges.
You know, where the anxiety comes from.
Yeah,
now we
paranoia.
Now we do know that some high THC content can tends to cause some anxiety for some folks.
Absolutely can. In fact, we were going to start by talking about our first experiences with cannabis.
We
because,
were.
Mm-hmm. Mine came later in life, actually. I was almost 21, actually. I think it was like the month before I turned 21. And my friends had been trying to get me to try it for so long. And I grew up in a household that, you know, there was already enough use and abuse of chemicals are going on, and I didn't like it. And so I was very against it, very against it. In fact, I remember a friend when we were like, I don't know, 16 or 17, we were taking a peer counseling course of all things. And so we were talking, and I think the topic of, I can imagine that. I think the topic of drugs came up and what have you tried and whatnot. And I think, you know, I had a wine cooler or two at that point, you know. And my friend had said she started smoking pot at 15, and I was appalled. I was shocked and appalled. I was disturbed. I was upset. I couldn't believe it. How could she have done that? That's going to mess with your brain. Drugs are bad for you. And she said, I'd do it again, and I'd let my kids do it. And I was like, you did that? Oh, God, who are you? Oh, okay, we can still play after school, but who are you?
Paperback. Paperback.
Oh, my God. Squirrel. So it was very... So because of the experience I was having at home, I wanted nothing to do with that. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And in fact, my friends didn't even convince me. It was one evening, we were getting ready to go to Lions. It was like our local Benny's restaurant. And I said, okay. And they go, okay, what? And I said, okay, I want to try that stuff. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, that, you know, that weed stuff you guys are always doing. I want to try it now. And they're like, okay. So this wasn't your Mexican swag shit. Sorry, pardon my English. This was some good shit. Really good. Like, this was Humboldt, Chico County kind of green. Yeah. You see the look on Cannabis Kid's face like that. He knows what's going to happen. So,
and then?
Yeah, and then. So we're sitting in the car. We're in the dark under some redwood trees because that's what happens where you grow up, you know, in the redwoods.
When you live in that kind of neighborhood.
The magical redwoods. So we're sitting under the redwoods in the car because it's a little cold. Octoberish, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah. And by cold, I mean like...
She's setting the scene, folks. Get with it.
Yeah.
Setting the scene.
Just be there. Feel this. Enjoy this.
Close your eyes, you have him.
You're going to like those rides. You're going to giggle. So I take a couple of puffs and I'm sitting there. I'm like, nah. I don't feel a thing. You guys are, this is stupid. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You guys talk about getting whatever hungry and you're going to eat everything. Well, let's just go in lines. So we go inside and I'm wrecked at this point and I don't know it. And this is when you're taking your first cannabis experience. Well, and mind you, I was 20 years old. So for people older in life, you know, maybe it might not be the same. I had not done
I think everyone's is a little
anything.
Different.
I mean, a wine cooler and an aspirin, as far as I went, as far as psychedelics had gone.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's called cray-cray.
Living it up, Mrs. Starr.
I was. Go Stars. So we go into the restaurant, and we sit down, and all of a sudden, everything is just funny. Everything is fun. Everything is bright. And I didn't realize how much I had the munchies until the menu came. And I ordered probably half dozen things off the menu. My friends ordered a couple things, and I was like, wow, I just couldn't believe all the food that was coming. And then I ate theirs, and then I was talking to people I didn't even know. And I was just having a blast. It was so great. But it was very...
Change of attitude, folks.
It was change of attitude.
Think about that.
Yeah, change of attitude, very awakening. And the first probably... I'd say half dozen to a dozen times that I did cannabis, it was psychoactive for me. Mm-hmm. I remember we went bowling. I love to go bowling. So my friends took me bowling, and we went and smoked before. And we go to the bowling alley, and I had to go to the bathroom because the world's smallest bladder. But I got into the bathroom, and I couldn't remember why we were there. Like, I didn't realize that we were at the bowling alley still, and someone else was in the bathroom, and I freaked out. And, you know, not freaked out, but, you know, freaked out in my own way, in my own head, thinking, where am I? So, yes, cannabis can be very psychedelic, and it depends on your experiences with what you've had prior and what you haven't had, and your age, I think, too. I was ready for a little mind-opening experience, I think, but I waited until I was almost 21 years old, which I think was good for me. I don't think knowing my emotionality and what I was growing up with and what I was going through, I don't think it would have been as fun for me had I tried it at 15 when my friends were trying it. And I didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they were doing it. But as I got used to what that, quote, high was for me, I learned to understand and deal with it. And then I learned that it wasn't so much the high that I liked, the strains that created that creativity and the what they call a head high. I like more of the body strains, the body high that takes away the pain of things that I have, like fibromyalgia, scoliosis. They can be very structurally painful. Mm-hmm. So these anti-inflammatories for me in the form of an indica, that's what's good for me. But the high is what scares everyone. So when I was 20 years old and I tried this, you know, we're giggly, carefree, sitting in the parking lot, we go and eat hot fudge sundaes. You know, we get people coming to the health center that are 60, 70, 80 years old, and they've never done this before, you know. But what they have tried are all the other medications. They've tried the morphine. Mm-hmm. They've tried the Vicodins, the Dilaudids, the Oxys, the sleeping meds, the anti-anxiety meds, the, you know, anti-migraine meds, all this, all these medications, these heavy, heavy chemicals. And if you and if you read the side effects of what those chemicals are versus what this plant is, the plant for people seems to work a lot better. It doesn't destroy your liver and kidneys and your stomach and things like that along the way. Now, most people, you can't say all, because it's not true of all people, but most people, when they go to the pharmacy to pick up their meds for whatever it is they're getting, or whatever pain they have, I don't think that they fully read the side effects of what's going on. Because oftentimes, we've had people come in with migraines and say to us, I got this, you know, migraine medicine, and it gave me worse migraines than what I had. And they looked up the side effects, and that was one of them. Like, it's very interesting to me that I think this whole high has got to be reworded for people so they're not so afraid. Because people are okay with taking chemicals that will make them commit suicide or kill other people or cause internal bleeding and death. But for them, a plant is scary. And I think that has to do with our government. I'm pretty sure it does. And all the media and rhetoric and everything came out with Reefer Madness and, you know, this is, you know, your kids are on dope. And, you know, first it came out that the jazz musicians and the black people were, and the Mexicans were using dope. Oh, my God. Imagine the jazz music. Imagine. I'd love to have been around back then. But, you know, we have to talk about the high because it does happen. It happens for people in different ways. Now, for me, when I was 20, that was quite an experience. That was quite an experience. Now, I don't have that experience so much anymore. Do I get high from cannabis? Sure, absolutely. I use different strains, but the high for me is different. It's more kind of relaxed for me. So my high is actually a relaxed high because I use a lot of indica medication that's good for pain, swelling, anxiety, you know, tension, calmness, things like that. I don't do as many of the sativas because they tend to create, I don't know, something just gets in my face.
Yeah, you always say, I can feel it in my forehead, between my eyebrows.
I know, it makes my face stupid. If that's even a phrase. So I try to stay away from the ones. Maybe they're just, I've got enough brain power going on up here. I'm just like a monkey in the morning, so I'm like a monkey all day. I don't need any extra energy. I need to reel it in, focus it in, and world domination. There it is. So yeah, have to talk about the high for people. So let's hear your experiences, and then we'll talk about how what it is, what's happening in the high, how we can mitigate that for some people if they're afraid of that. Because there's vitamins and things like that you can take along with your cannabis that will bring that high down. There are certain strains that you can use, you know, together that will also relax that high for people. So what, you said you were quite young when
I was 15.
See? One of those rebels. My word.
And it was just little Tucson dirt weed.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
And
Ditchweed.
Ditchweed, you know, smashed.
Oh, my God.
And you had to kind of smash it.
Ew.
And break it up.
Yeah.
And then there were seeds and lots of stems.
Mine looked like
by the time
that we were sitting in.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Pretty fluffy. And as soon as you, you know, picked out and
well,
extracted
all
the seeds,
and stems.
You had this little mound.
Of dirt. Yeah. Yeah, and you just kind of crumble it up and you...
Put it on your can. With
okay.
all the little holes
okay,
in it.
Okay, so we're going way back because I think I was smoking out of a little metal pipe.
Uh-huh.
For any newbie out there, and you're like, you put it on a can.
You didn't have a pipe. We were not old enough to even find something like that.
That's true. So if you...
You have to, like, if you think about where
oh,
you're
man.
At, like, in ages...
Think about that.
Like, we stole cigarettes at 11.
Yeah.
And
that's
8.
Yeah. 11
8. I think we were 8 years old when we stole cigarettes.
I did try cigarettes back then. But
they're so gross.
Oh, they were so gross.
And I don't... Well, and then it wasn't in... Well, I picked that back up when I was...
And then you let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, clapping.
But anyway, so 15.
Ditchweed, dry.
14, 15,
okay, we went back to
like
the
that.
Can, though. We got to explain the can for
the
people.
The can.
So you take,
so
take
you
a soda,
soda
can.
Can.
It's empty, folks. Drink the soda first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try this with soda in it.
Yeah.
Empty it out.
Create a little boat-like shaped thing where you crimple.
Punch the top in
well,
a little bit.
Well, there's a method.
Oh,
you take,
okay.
You take
we have a can?
The
no.
thumb.
Yeah.
The
okay.
forefinger
right.
and the index
picture
finger.
This. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
And you take it and you create like this little smash on both sides with the two forefingers and the thumbs. And with the index fingers, you're pushing down on the top of the can.
Which creates
this boat shape.
A little bowl for you.
Yes.
Like a divot.
And then.
And then.
With a.
Pen?
A nail. We usually found a nail or a.
Yeah, you could find it 15.
Oh, paper clips were really...
Because
then you could use it
safety
for all kinds
pen
of...
Even.
Safety pen,
really
yeah.
Good pinpoint
oh, my
deck.
Gosh.
I know.
For all you listening out there...
I know.
I'm just kidding. But you don't know.
Yeah.
Then you poke a few holes in the top, and then you have a carb, and you just use the...
You
where you would
the,
drink...
Put your weed in it.
You put your weed in it.
You put your weed in it.
And then where you would drink out of is
and
actually where you would...
Breathe in. Inhale. You light the weed on top, and you breathe
and
in.
And there you go.
And there's your little tiny can...
You pass that around, and some people would drop it. Sometimes the wind would blow, and it'd blow all out.
Oh, that's
sad. I mean,
bad.
So
that's
sad.
Bad.
I can't tell you how many times.
That's really bad.
You're 14, 15, six, learning.
Yeah.
I mean.
God bless you for telling that at 14
you know
or 15.
I
really would have had a freak out.
I wasn't one of those kids that was a rebel kid. I was very responsible. It, you know, when things are presented... To you, I always thought in the mind of
who presented that to you? Other 14-year-olds? Were they older teenagers?
Where was it at? Who got it?
Who got it? Who was
who
the little Ed Haskell of this group?
You know, we lived in the south side of town.
Oh, now we're
talking. Yeah. Los Reales, 6th and Los Reales, right by Desert Diamond Casino. We lived actually on the reservation. It was a mobile home park that actually was on the reservation. And you tiptoe in. It was like you drive right through. But, I mean, it was the south side. I mean, really, I don't want to say that was the reason. But, I mean, it was
easier,
more prominent around there.
Easier to access.
Easier access. And
so some kids.
Uncles.
Okay.
I know uncles smoked it. We might have found it.
Yeah, who knows?
There were stashes. We found stashes so many times.
Wow. That's lucky.
We found money in the desert.
That you went and bought stashes with?
There was a candy store in our little neighborhood. I mean, the way we grew up, it was a fun. My mom and dad were the managers and ran the whole mobile home park.
Yeah. Oh,
and we got beat up sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, we were the white kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah. White kids happen.
We learned to fit in. We learned the culture. We learned well. We were brought up, you know, with manners and respect to the elders. So whenever we're around the other families, they were just like adopting us in like their own. We'd go on vacations with them. Like it was like we were their kids. And so the respect, it's a respect
they
thing.
They felt safe smoking
safe.
With
All the time.
The family that presented this cannabis to you. So
well, I don't think it was a family.
Well
no, it was
saying,
not
saying,
with an uncle.
I'm saying family, as in your friends and everyone that you grew up in.
Right, right. Like
your,
other kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, your immediate surroundings. Mm-hmm. So what? At 15, I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. What the heck?
We were at the...
Where'd you go? Out in the desert?
We were at the park.
Okay.
Because right. There was like a little park in the middle of the...
Was it nighttime?
Yes, it was nighttime. Dusk.
Dusk in the desert.
Yeah.
Picture this. Southside
uh-huh.
Park, dusk in the desert.
And I think it was around fall time. I want to say like September, October area.
All right. Good time.
And
because like
I remember it was chilly outside.
Yeah.
And
chilly as in.
You know,
in
like
80.
Those evening nights
no,
when it gets cooler.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Winter. Something, you know.
Winter is coming.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
It's going to be below 80.
Arizona is below.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
But, No, and it was an experience, you know, we walked around the neighborhood, and I didn't cough, or,
nice.
You know, you just, I remember that smell on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Just like the...
There's a...
It's almost burning your nose.
In yeah.
For your first time.
And you don't usually get it after, it takes a few times, actually.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, especially out of a can. For
yeah, because you're getting full on fourth of...
Yeah, you're like, that's right in your face, though.
It's a Marlboro Red for those out there.
Yeah, ooh, Amberly.
Full flavored.
Ooh, all, man.
With a little bit of aluminum.
My doctor smokes
you know.
All.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, going back to the you know, pharmaceutical world.
Okay, but wait a minute. We'll go back to pharmacy. Tell us what your experience was like.
I think it was more of a, not like out-of-body experience, but just being able to think and I get a different perspective of, like I said, things are presented to you at a time of when you know when you can handle them. And I felt like I really could handle it. And I enjoyed the feeling that it gave me, the getaway. It wasn't like a getaway from reality. It was more of a different perception or a different way of thinking.
It is. Yeah, that's true. It does help shift your way of thinking.
It like goes, it puts you here and it gives you that perspective, and then it can also place you
in
certain different parts.
So you can see different angles of your own perspective.
Yeah, so you're actually
nothing.
Not like you're looking into the future. I don't want it to sound like that, but
you're looking at your own.
But
your
own looking at, yeah, and different
yeah.
ways that these outcomes
mind
change.
Opening. Yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Get better,
you see things
and the
different.
More the and. And with practice and going there,
yeah.
you actually can get really, really good at it and get
mm-hmm.
faster at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is a just it's a different way of it's like another language. If I can put it in that thing, it's a different. You're switching this brain to
yeah
to talk in a to talk, think, and look in a different perspective.
React differently even?
Right.
That's the Buddha's whole thing. Life's happening to you, and the way you react is, that's your choice. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can react positively or negatively. You can do something with it. You can use your experience as a tool, or you can, you know, play the martyr, or you can just ho-hum it, you know.
Or blow up all the time.
Or blow up all the time. Do whatever you want. Sometimes I get grumpy. We all do.
Yeah,
and
we do.
And I go find a strain that takes the grumpies away.
Mm.
And the minute I hit the little bong, I go, oh, duh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Different perspective within seconds. You just
yeah.
sometimes you just need a different
we
perspective.
Get that.
Sometimes
the
cannabis
come in,
can help
you know.
Go down a different pathway in your mind. Sometimes you know you get to one way of thinking, and you think and you think and you think, and any scientist or psychologist, psychiatrist will tell you, you burn your own pathways of thought,
mm-hmm.
and you have to, especially when you're coming from a negative situation, you want to bring a positive. It's hard to create a positive pathway.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, and it just takes practice. Like you said, you know, mm-hmm. you used to take negative thinking and turn it around,
mm-hmm.
and that frown it's like.
Well, and also with that, it's the endocannabinoid system waking up,
mm-hmm.
and so in different people, different parts of the body, we're either shut down. Not working, needed boosting in
mm-hmm.
some form, and
needed relief.
Relief,
I mean, because
yeah.
when you're in pain, you don't think well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're
body,
always concentrating on that.
Your body doesn't function as well. The other organs don't work as well. You're
so true.
Your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul. You know, people come into us at the health center, And they're just, you can see it, it's sad. They cry, they're mad, they're upset because they're in pain, and they just want, they always, this is the phrase, I want my life back. I want to get off all these pharmaceuticals. I want my life back. And we say, look, okay, we're here to help. How can we help you? You know, it may or may not help you. That's what we tell everybody. It might work for you, might not, but here are your options. It's not even an alternative. Here are your choices. And one of the things we'll talk about after our break is how to go about picking choices and strains for you that work for what you have going on. Because we've seen folks come into the center and they've got anxiety and they've got PTSD. And they go to a dispensary and they come back and they're like, hey, I tried something and it made everything worse and I just wanted to hide and I just crawled in bed and wanted to sleep it off. Okay, well, obviously you got the wrong strain and someone didn't steer you clear on which strain to get, because if you have a condition that could be exacerbated by energy, so like anxiety, PTSD, the more mental, you know, things like that, depression, you have to be aware of what strain you're taking. If you're depressed, you don't necessarily want an indica to knock you out and keep you on the couch, because if you're depressed, you're trying to get off the couch. So you might want the sativa that's going to give you energy and get you up and get you cleaning the house again or spending time with your friends,
right,
and being creative or just playing or just having a good time or making yourself a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking care of you, which is what is so important. And that's why people come to us, because they're tired of letting someone else take care of them. They're taking their lives back in their own hands. They're taking control again, and they're getting off pharmaceuticals that are just destroying
mm-hmm.
their life.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mom, but she went through the ringer. Her pain specialist, quote unquote. Oh, I'm not gonna say it, but I'm not saying. Like, man, nasty.
And you know, we hope things are changing, but I don't think they are. In some states
where they have medical programs,
right.
We've seen, you know, we've seen a lot of those stats come down of who's taken what and where, why, when, and how, and they're using more cannabis. In fact, we see patients come in, you know, for their second, third, fourth, and fifth certifications now, and they look younger, and I say, wow, you look better this year than you did last year, and it's because they say right away, I'm off all my pharmaceuticals, I'm just using cannabis, or I'm only using, you know, the tiny little bit, because like we've discussed before, our endocannabinoid system actually helps our body work more efficiently, so you need less of the things you would have used before. So, you know what? You should come down to Tumbleweed Cell Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We always have to practice saying that because we still haven't fixed our mix. We still haven't fixed our intro. We're going to do that. That's threatening to get done. That's another
thing. I hope it can happen.
Yeah, well, we'll see. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, that means any part of Alzheimer's that's happening for people, the forgetfulness, the anxiety, they don't seem to be in their own mind anymore.
Dementia.
So the agitation of Alzheimer's. Chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. We have even seen, I have seen firsthand, hemp oil help Parkinson's patients. So,
if you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Contact us at 520-838-4430. You can email, which is the fastest way. I'm still trying to work on Facebook. I answered messages today, I think, from December. I'm trying, guys. But email thctucson@gmail.com. Seriously, don't get Facebook. You're going to have to give me a tutorial. I tried to even post this morning because guess what's happening? The Girl Scouts are coming to Tumbleweed. You got that right. Yeah. They'll be there Saturday at noon selling all their yummy cookies. So come down and support both your local community organizations. That's fantastic. We love the Girl Scouts.
We do.
Oh, my God.
And, thanks, Girl Scouts.
Thanks, Girl Scouts. We would like to thank everybody at the Women's Expo. We had a really great time this weekend. We had a lot of new fun people down there. And come and get certified. We had some people come down, and we really got to talking to some folks about the benefits of cannabis. And what it's so funny because we hear this all the time. And it's so funny because they get all upset. My doctor said I needed marijuana. And they're all flipped out because their doctors are telling them now to go get marijuana. And they still have it in their minds. They're not supposed to have marijuana. Oh, I love it. You know what else I love?
Puff, puff,
what?
Puff, puff.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pizzas are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, we like clapping. Must be the weed.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Make the sound.
going. What up? Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Are you sure we're January 18th still, huh?
Yeah, so, still here.
Thanks for listening to all our stories. We're just chatting this morning. We're talking about the effects of cannabis and the first-time effects for people, because it seems to be that people are very afraid to take plant, this plant is a medicine, but they're more likely to take a chemical without question because it comes from their doctor. But we were just laughing because now more patients are coming in saying, oh, my doctor told me I had to come get marijuana. And they're all mad because, you know, they still have a stigma in their head that they're not supposed to do this, but their doctors are telling them to do this now. And they're like, wait a minute, really? Because 5 years ago when we started Tumbleweed Health Center, that was not the case. There was one doctor in town who came and introduced himself to us, and he's a very awesome doctor, Dr. Puka. Dr. Puka. And he's fantastic, and he was the only doctor in town that was talking to people about cannabis and recommending
awesome.
It. Yeah, so, you know. For
we need
people,
more doctors out there.
Well, and
cannabis.
And they are. They're out there. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are actually hoping to have, we have for the last couple of years have been having scheduling conflicts with Dr. Robert Melamed, but we're also hoping to have Dr. Rafael Meshulam on the show at some point. You know, that would be fantastic. And Dr. Regina Nelson has threatened to make all that happen. So, what a lovely visit we had with her. Still, that was just such a fun time.
Her and Michael Browning.
Yeah, they came down. They even went down to Tombstone to shoot him up.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
That was a fun day. That
what
was a good time.
A fun day.
But yeah, so speaking of fun. So, the high for people, it can be fun. It can be creative. Cannabis Kid, we were just talking on a break because I was saying, what is it? What is it? What is it for people? They think, what do they think this freak out is going to be? They're going to like, someone's going to come in their house that they don't know. And the kid said, he said sometimes he hears that people will start thinking of things in excess that they don't want to think about. Negative thoughts, bills, bad situations, and they'll perpetuate on that. Okay. That would not be a fun time to think about things in your life that are hard and you're struggling with. On the other end, some strains will make you come up with solutions to those challenges you might be having. You can start thinking about these things in different ways, like you were saying, kid. It helps give you that, in sign language, perspective. If you put the finger up, you can try
that. I love that.
Yeah. You can go all the way around, like, you know, you're looking, you know how you go, I'm watching you. I know.
Good.
Sign language is good, huh? Yeah, it's the perspective all the way around. I know. Blew your mind, didn't it? I saw it.
That was good.
So we're talking about the importance of knowing your medicine, no matter what you're taking. If it's a, yeah, I know. He's still practicing
Sorry.
That sign. I
That's
know.
Great.
It's really good, huh?
Thanks, Dr.
You're welcome. Yeah. we're talking about knowing your medicine, knowing where it's coming from, most importantly, making sure it's clean, first
right.
and foremost. And that, you know, if you can get accurate test results, please ask for those, for sure. But when you go to talk to somebody about your medicine or your needs, we have a lot of people come in, and there are a lot of first-time users now. I mean, a lot of first-time users, and, mm-hmm. you know, all ages, but mostly in the older age spectrum there. And they say, well, now what? What do I do? What's going to happen? What do I say when I go to the dispensary? Or how are they going to know what I need? And you say, look, just, you know, be honest with them like you are with your doctor. You go in there and you say, hey, I suffer from migraines, or I have PTSD, or I have, you know, stage 4 cancer, or, you know, whatever it is you have going on. Let them know. And hopefully they will have experience and, most importantly, education behind them to Siri, that I didn't ask her anything, but thanks for Siri, like the education part. That's what she was like, education. Thanks, Siri. That's a good one. Oh, Siri.
She's awesome.
But, yeah. Maybe that was Tech Guy. It is coming to that anniversary time next month. Yeah. Tech Guy,
Excuse
that's
me.
You. So, go in there and tell them what's going on, because, you know, they have to know. You tell your doctor, and these are your little pharmacists, you know, and hopefully they've had some training. And unlike when you go to get your regular, you know, Western meds from the pharmacist, please take the time to talk with these people. and ask them every question and tell them every fear you might have. I'm afraid that, what if I go to sleep and I don't ever wake up? Well, in history, cannabis has not ever been known to cause a single death. Yes, you will have the best night's sleep of your life. You might even sleep a day and a half, 2 days. Who knows? You might sleep a while, you know, but maybe that's exactly what your body needs. Talk to them about depression. If you're depressed, ask for a strain that creates creativity and is uplifting and happy and energetic for you, because a lot of times people that are depressed, they're thinking down that rut again, and they're making that groove in their brain of I can't, and maybe they pick out a strain that's a little bit of happiness, and then they go, you know what? Yes, I can. Damn it, let me get up and do it. We had, when we very first opened Tumbleweeds, the lady came in. We had one room. That was it. I was sitting on the couch in the room talking to her, and she said, you know, if I don't use cannabis, if I don't smoke a bowl every morning, I can't get off the couch. I was like, what are you talking about? That's so backwards, because cannabis, you know, I'm still learning myself, and I had this whole theory cannabis was supposed to make you, knock you out or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I can do my, you know, cleaning. I clean the house. I can do the laundry. I can get up and be with the kids, and I'm there, you know, when they get home, blah, 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 and I can play with them, and I'm more a part of my family, and I'm just a happier person, and I need this. And I was like, wow, that blew my mind. Kind of like the perspective that sign language perspective blues just now. That really blew my mind, because I saw it a whole different way that I'd never seen that before. And that's what cannabis can do for people. In fact, that's what Dr. Grinspoon and Carl Sagan used cannabis.
Right. As an enhancer.
As an enhancement. That's what he called his own category, an enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Sagan, duh. And if you don't know who Dr. Grinspoon is, you could listen to one of our past episodes.
It's amazing.
That was really funny when we were just getting into hemp back then, so we kept trying to ask him about hemp, and he was like, no. It was like the guy, no, 7 minute abs, no. Yeah. Anyway, he
you
like,
had to be there.
Yeah,
and he
like full on cannabis, and yeah, you can be there. Go back, you'll find it. It's on iTunes. We have our episodes on iTunes, and it's also, if you go to the Tumbleweeds Health Center,
you can actually go back.
TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com will take you right to Blog Talk Radio, and then you can. You've got 5 years, 250 something. Oh my lord.
You're welcome.
I keep meaning to hit this. No, not that. Yeah, that. Oh man, sound effects. All right. So, anywho, getting back to the high. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. And seriously, I wish we could, and we do offer this, you know, we make house calls. If you want someone to come sit with you, we'll come over and watch a movie. We'll come sit with you while you take your first hit. So you're not scared. So you have someone experienced sitting there with you and your partner or your husband or whoever. And because people are afraid to take that first hit. They want someone there that's experienced. We've had so many people go, what they do is they go to the dispensaries, and then they come back to the health center with a bag full of stuff, dump it out on the couch. They go, okay, tell me how to use all this. Because they don't know. They just go and they buy everything. They buy vape pens, they buy candy, they buy juices, they buy apricots, and they buy brownies and hash and oils and that, and they just dump it out, and they're like, what is this?
I got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I got it all.
Now.
I got it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You got to know what's going on. So we'll hold your hand. If you need some hand-holding, you know, we'll hold your hand for you. It can be scary for people. I can understand that, but I think it's more a mental thing than it is what really is happening. I think we create, it's more in our minds of what we create, you know. It's a scary movie with the music, you know. Kind of not as scary without the music, but you can still make that thing a scary movie just in your mind by thinking these things, you know. We've all been there.
Right.
We've all gone to the haunted houses. Those haunted houses are mostly just psychologically messing you up. So, anywho.
Anywho, some of the experiences I've heard are that when people use it, things that, you know, maybe that are still on their mind from work are being played over and over again. Like maybe they didn't lock the cash drawer or all these things that, you know, I guess if you are in that conscious mind of where you actually knew that you did, you know, it's kind of like, where is that anxiety coming from? So is it something from work? And start exploring those areas of your thinking pattern and where this anxiety is coming from.
Yeah.
So see, one of the things about, I know here in America, is we like to take pills to get rid of
everything.
Every
pain, every
thought.
You know,
it's got to be immediate.
Yep.
And so we don't have to then look inside ourselves.
We don't have to just sit and think about what's
going on.
Really going on. Why are these things happening?
Right.
What's
so
root,
exploring that
root
area.
Thought.
Yeah. Exploring that root of where that anxiety is coming from is actually what this medication helps you do. This is where people start going, I feel better. I want to start doing this differently in my life. I want to start walking every day. You know, these little steps that...
You're a cannabis child.
Yeah.
Oh, not just your inner child.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner cannabis child.
Right.
I love it.
Your endo-cannabis child.
There you go.
Endo-cannabinoid.
Your endo-cannabis child. Yeah. All right, whatever.
But you know, you start seeing
it's
these...
It's that perspective.
Right.
It's perspective.
And the more you use it, and the more you explore those areas where you're having that fear, that
and
anxiety.
It can help calm you down.
It
can
really
help
can.
Just bring you down enough to go, oh, that's what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not rational, or I do really need to look into that. I mean,
it brings you to yourself.
Ooh, I like it. Cannabis bringing you to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Love it. It does. It really does. It really can. And at the same time, if you are prone to anxiety, PTSD, and other things that are, you know, bipolar, we get bipolar, manic patients, be careful with the sativa strains.
Mm-hmm.
They're very energetic. They cause thoughts.
Cerebral. They're very cerebral.
I love that. That's what it is. They cause thoughts. They're very
mm-hmm.
cerebral. So that's where they say that's the head high. And I think maybe that's why I don't like, because I already have enough thoughts. I don't need it. Create more thoughts.
Right.
Maybe that's why my face switches
yeah.
up. There's too many thoughts in there.
Well, a lot of people use sativas for when they're going to go work out,
yeah.
when they're going to go running.
Yes.
And
work out.
And when they say when you're actually bringing those two together, where you're actually bringing those endorphins up by running,
mm-hmm.
and having those endocannabinoids running through your system at the same time, creates this. You become like superhuman. In a sense of something that science can explain, but in a way your body can handle the amount of exertion that you are putting out and then some.
Right.
Because
we were talking about our endocannabinoid system helps. It regulates every system, and it makes our body work more efficiently. So, yeah, when you're in the gym, you do a little sativa beforehand. That's some energy. That's like eating a good banana. Imagine a banana and a sativa hit the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, look out.
That's
well,
the things that we're starting to learn. You know,
cannabis a lot. And
right.
he'll tell you
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, when he was working out.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
The things that we're going to start learning as this plant gets more, has more research and more money for research and the science kind of starts coming from it, we're going to start seeing a lot of things that in some ways tasting and eating the plant and doing my own little concoctions, I already know because I've experienced some of these amazing, you know, effects from the plant. And they're small in some ways for different people, but huge for me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all about the perspective again. And what are you trying to achieve by using this medicine?
Yeah.
And what are you using it for? Are you, you know, recreationally? You know, it's been talked about. It's.
And
know.
I was just going to say that. I'm
mm-hmm.
totally all for that. There's nothing wrong.
This is a preventative medicine as well.
Recreate. People
mm-hmm.
get out and recreate. Go make yourself happy. Go
smoke some sativa and go out and run.
Go run.
Run. Walk.
Go to the movies. Go play pool. Go swimming. Go hiking. Go. Just
mm-hmm.
get out there and go recreate our whole country. What do we have state parks for?
Yep.
To recreate. Recreation is
mm-hmm.
a good thing. Enhancement.
Right.
You know,
enhance your
we've
life.
Talked about spiritualities. Last week we read out of High Times about the different cultures that have been using this for tens of thousands of years for spiritual enhancement. In fact, there's we're not going to read it yet because on the cover, because we don't have time because this is a really long article and we're going to read it and then pick and choose. We actually might make it a three-part series. It's a big one.
I'm enjoying it.
Jesus loves weed. Christians light up. You know, I'm going to clap for that because, sorry, some Christians seem to smoke a little weed. Put your weed in it. I'm not saying.
Wow.
Yeah. But guess what we have?
Empathy.
Empathy. We love empathy. Empathy is so great. And we need to contact Ivan again. Maybe we'll see what he's got going on in these last couple of years. When did we have him on?
I want to say he was 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We might do...
It was on our two-year anniversary.
Was it our two-year anniversary? You were awake for that one. You would remember.
Uh-huh.
See, so here's just a prime example of knowing your strengths. So yesterday, Cannabis Kids were hanging out, and he says, I need to sleep. I said, okay, I've got something for you. I go to the vault, and I get what's called Karmalicious. And I got it because I thought it was a sativa, but it's so...
I don't know who messed up on that one, but they're fired.
That was me not reading. Yeah. Oh, don't fire me. Yeah, stat fired. James, you're out. He hasn't been around a while anyway.
He fell asleep at the wheel.
Yes, oh boy, did he. So this strain will knock you. It's like a tranquilizer. What did you call it yesterday? Oxycodone? What did you call it yesterday? You called it one of the oxys. And it was hysterical because it's like a tranquilizer.
An oxycotton.
Yeah. One of those, man, because he came back this morning and said, I got some good sleep last night.
I did.
Yeah, you hit that.
I did a bong hit of just probably like half a teaspoon.
Sure, a little dab will do you.
And I put it in the bong, and I hit that with my hemp wick, and I got two really good big hits out of it. And I go, should I do more? And I go, no, we'll see how this does. I went and laid in bed with the sheets off of me in my sweatpants and my long sleeve shirt. And I woke up like that this morning.
Yeah.
With the sheet pulled over me because that's all I needed.
Yeah. You're still in that position.
Uh-huh. I was like,
oh. Lights out. Yeah. What happened? Who am I? Are you my mother? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's some good stuff.
I blacked out for a moment.
Yeah, just for 12 hours. That's good. Wow, it was refreshing.
It was, it was 9 o'clock when I went to bed last night.
That's how you feel.
I woke up at 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder you weren't at the park at 7.
Yeah.
There was a promise of donuts in the park by 7. Yeah.
Extra cream-filled donuts.
Yeah. We came up with an entirely new donut system last night. It may have been invented before, but we liked ours. Anyway, we're going to read Empathy. Empathy, food for thought, is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what's forbidden, the why not, because usually that's much better. All right, I'll start out with the yucky. All right, page 6, politics, we're on 16. And they have little themes here, so now we're into politics, which is timely. Why? War over natural resources. And what we have here is this looks like, you know, far-off desert place. We've got our desert camis on, our babies screaming, our American flags on our shoulders. They're shooting out guns. And I love it. It's like Batman style. Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. things are blowing up.
Sound effects.
Dark sky. There's bombs coming down. There's planes coming in. There's, you know, it's just a bad scene. So why war over natural resources?
Which we all know why we're there, right, guys?
Yeah. Well, we're going to explain. More than 36,000 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan since 2001. We can probably up that a bit since this was written in 2010. The total number of Iraqi deaths since 2003 is estimated to be over 150,000, with about 80% being civilians. Some informed estimates place civilian casualties at over 600,000, and more than 32,000 U.S. troops have been wounded, 20% suffering serious brain or spinal injuries, Some 30% developed serious mental health problems after returning home, and some 97 journalists have been killed by murder and 47 by acts of war. 14 have been killed by U.S. forces. 9,830 Iraqi police and soldiers have been killed to that date, 2010. According to a report by Brown's Watson Institute for International Studies, the United States will have spent a total of $3.7 trillion on the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, costing 225,000 lives and creating 7.8 million refugees. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, recent trend summary claims global military expenditure in 2010 is estimated to have reached $1.62 trillion. The U.S. accounts for 43% of the world's total. Whoa. That's a lot going on over there. I like the why not. Why don't you read us a pretty why not?
Why not?
Tell us about that. That's
well, we've got a big hookah.
That's huge. And there's like, there's four people smoking mm-hmm. on that one.
Actually, there's five.
Yep, and they're in a pretty little tent. Six. Wow.
Oh. He's going to.
Wow.
One. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's our army guys. From the U.S. military setting and having hookah
yeah.
with Iraqis and Afghanistan and people from the Middle East.
Yeah, there's both sides of the military there. Yeah, it looks like some spiritual leaders are there and some...
From the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of everybody in there.
They've got a big,
giant
cola.
Which is
and they're about to put that on top of what they're already smoking. And they're just sitting down... Enjoying themselves,
one
talking.
The American guy is on his back relaxing. He's got his leg up. He's just, and they've all got big smiles. Two guys, the other laughing.
Now, chilling. We say, why not?
Why not?
Exchange of natural and cultural resources.
Let's hear it.
For centuries, Afghanistan and the nations in the part of the world that have been known for their quality production of hash and charas and the extract of the cannabis plant, hash and charas
mm-hmm.
have been produced and used across the Middle East, throughout the Himalayan range and the Indian subcontinent for countless centuries.
Mm.
It was also sold in government shops up until the early days of the British Empire. Because of its relaxing and euphoric effects, cannabis is unlikely to lead to acts of violence. Studies show that the crime committed most frequently associated with cannabis is selling it.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from the druglibrary.org.
Hmm. Interesting. So the crime most associated with it is selling it.
And this is where we go back to why who has their hands on it now?
Yeah.
And, you know...
And if you listen to the Pot Shop song, you know
right.
the major organizations
and we all know
that do.
Not that I am saying that growing cannabis is easy by any means, but it's easier than a lot of creating any other drug. I mean, that's on.
Yeah, it's not going in.
It's a natural thing that occurs to this plant. There's nothing that has to happen for it to, even growing it outside.
Yeah.
You don't get the highest potency, but you still have a medicinal value to it.
And you're creating, you're pulling toxins out of the ground for the environment. You're
mm-hmm.
replenishing, you know, oxygen. You're doing a lot when you're growing
right.
outside. But
right.
It's, can you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Already.
I know. We can
already.
Go on and on. Thanks for listening to us chat today. We wanted to talk about, you know, I don't know if we need to talk about how to mitigate the effects of a high.
We did it, but you know what it sounds like when
we're gonna have to have another show about this, I guess. There are things you can do to counteract that high if it happens. So we'll talk about that next week.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned next week for more rambling on the
cannabis.
And this is Leaf Day Wednesday, January 18th. Guys, go out there and be kind. Just be nice to each other. Love on each other. Hug on each other. It's so
mm-hmm.
important.
Yeah.
And
a lot of shit's
happening. I'm gonna give a little shout out to Papa Sutton. Mm-hmm. Okay, we love you. We miss you. And we know you're there for us always. Mm-hmm. You yeah. created the best star in the whole planet right here sitting right next to you. So thank you, Papa Sutton.
Love you.
Thank you so much. Remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate.